I read an interview with Emmylou Harris, and she said that when she was younger, she used to listen to her dad's old 45 records, and she just listened to them so much that she scratched them to pieces, and her dad just accused her of getting scars on his 45s. So.
The scars on 45 singers are quite a match. He's a former professional soccer player who learned guitar after breaking his foot. She never sang in a band before, but her friend, the Scars keyboard player, overheard her and loved it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Once in a while, we get a great feeling about a band and do what we can to let everybody know. Scars on 45 is one of those groups. They're from Leeds and don't even yet have an album out in the States, but we think you should keep an eye out. One of their songs ended up on the TV show The Cleaner, which led to another on CSI New York. That exposure brought a label deal and a lot of touring through the U.S. One stop was an FUV live show at Rockwood Music Hall. And between songs, host Claudia Marshall asked the band about their influences.
Well, coming from England, it's kind of, if you come from England, you literally leave, you know, the maternity ward with a copy of Revolver under your arm. It's just, it's, that's what happened. It's true. So you kind of, so you're obviously influenced by the Beatles, and then when I learned to play guitar, Oasis would, that's the whole Oasis thing was big, so that influenced us to play guitar, and then you know, discover Bob Dylan and Fleetwood Mac, obviously for us, we love Fleetwood Mac, and it's kind of, I mean, we quite like being classed as a pop band, because we just listen to anything. If something's a good song, then we love it. Not necessarily, oh, well, that's classed as, we don't like that. We like any kind of music.
Turn around, can't you give me peace? Cause all you ever did was cause me so much grief. There's nothing left to say or even do. I need some time to move to somewhere new. But I said, how can you just walk away when time is going cheap? There's nothing here to keep you in this place. But I know you think those pretty eyes are nothing much to see.
The lone female in the band, apparently nobody actually knew Amy could sing until she joined a band. Is this true?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Just one day, all of a sudden, you remember in a band and your family is like, what? I didn't even know
just,
you could sing.
I was around at Mustache's house. And I was making him a cup of tea, can you believe, like a slave. And I was just singing along. And he said, can you sing? And I was like, I don't know. And that at that point, they were wanting a female on a song that's going to be what's on the album. So I sang on it, and they liked it. And then I sang on another, and they liked that one. And unfortunately, they had to put me in the band because I was more or less singing on them all.
That is true.
And Beth, I said, oh, Mum, I'm going around America. I'm in a band. Can you even sing? Well, I must be able.
I think she can sing. Were you surprised, though? I mean,
yes, I was. I was like, are you sure I can sing?
Give me some reason I see through. Give me some cold eyes. Give me some reason I tell you. Just give me some reason.
Scars on 45, playing live at Rockwood Music Hall with Give Me Something and beauties running wild. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.